The first division game, I know every game can be, you go into it with a high intensity. But is there a different level when you're going against a division rival, kind of like the Cincinnati Bengals?
It's a highly anticipated game. You know, it's a division game at the end of the day. And we know how much these games mean, in a sense. And truth be told, you know, they don't like us and we don't like them. So it's one of those type things. And we're just going to go out and play our game, and it's going to be a good game. So I'm excited for the matchup.
Why do you feel that there's those feelings between you guys?
Just watch the tape. You watch the tape, and, you know, I think across the board, since I've been here, it's been that way. But at the end of the day, it's a game that has to be played, and we're excited about it, and I'm sure they're excited about it as well. So it'll be a great game.
How have you seen this rivalry grow since you've been here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those guys obviously have been good for a while with Burrow and the offensive weapons that they have. And then even from the defensive side of the ball, they got some really good players over there, former player in Geno and whatnot. So got mad respect for those guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game that has to be played. And I play for the Baltimore Ravens, and we got to play Ravens style of football. Yeah, it's all about taking a step forward. And I think like Kay Ham said last week, while taking a step forward, win, while getting better. And at the end of the day, I think we did take a huge step. But I think that's just a small step into the journey on like where we see ourselves at the end of the day. So it's just about continuing to prove exactly who we are. You know, you have naysayers say this and say that. But what matters is about like each and every guy in this locker room and the 11 guys that's out there on the field on the defensive side of the ball at the time, and I have an immense amount of respect for each and every guy I go to war with.
Marlon said that he tried to match your intensity and physicality in this game. How did you see the focus on physicality kind of play out in that game against Buffalo?
I think the tape speaks for itself, but that's last week, and we're moved on to Cincinnati. So at the end of the day, we have to raise it up another notch, knowing it's a division game and knowing how much this game means. So just be on the lookout for the physicality. You got to show it every play. And I think when you show that, I think it judges your manhood as a man. That's how I look at it. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to show my physicality as well as my football smart. So it'll be an exciting matchup, and I'm excited.
How do you feel like Trent Simpson is coming along now, a quarter of the way through the season now, you know, which starts under his belt?
Yeah, no, very excited for Trent and the way he works day in and day out. I would say he's the hardest worker, one of the guys I know, but I like to put myself up there as well. Trent, man, immense amount of respect for him and just the way he approached each and every day, his obsession for the game of football and just want to get better at each and everything he do. And when you have a guy like that with that type of mindset, you can't do anything but respect him, and you know the trajectory that he's on is steady going here. And so I'm just happy to be a part of him with him, and one day when I'm retired, he'll still be lighting cats up.
Hey, Ro, Zach just talked about the effort with which you play. He said if everybody plays the way Ro plays the game, we're gonna be pretty darn good. I know that that's just how you play football, but how much of it is also you want that to rub off on your teammates, that you want them to see how hard you're playing?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think it starts with, you know, when they say a leader, you know, leads by example, he shows the way in a sense. And I feel like that's honestly just my way of showing the game of football how much I appreciate it for giving me everything that I've gotten, and for me showing me a lot of things that mean a lot of people. Even you guys in here, wouldn't have met you guys without the game of football. And I feel like that's just my payback for it. And I just say whenever I hang up the cleats, I don't want to have any regrets. So every cat that I see until that time got to pay for it at the end of the day.
Real quick, you were pretty open after the Chiefs game early in the season that you need to raise your level. Do you feel like that's come along and you're where you need to be right now?
I can continue to raise my level week in and week out. There's always no human is perfect at the end of the day. So there's plays in every game that I will want back. Even the Buffalo game, there's some things that I would want back, but that's just a part of chasing perfection at the end of the day. So I think that goes for each and every guy in this locker room, being able to just chase perfection on every given play, and just knowing if we do that and just play the game to the best of our ability, that will be a hard defense to move the ball on and play against.
Raquan, this season is, you know, just a month old. What does it say that Derek, with his style of play, is already seeming to wear down defenses who aren't even in December, January, February?
Yeah, man, it's the reason that guy's been doing what he's been doing for 8-9 plus years, you know, and I have a great deal of respect for him, and I just see the way he works take care of himself. It inspires me, honestly, on the daily. But just knowing the type of work he put in throughout the week and just knowing his demeanor when he get the ball in his hand. And truth be told, yeah, I think a lot of defenders don't like to see him coming. You know, when he's pulling up on the block, a lot of guys make business decisions. So it's kind of funny when I'm seeing, looking at it from the other side. But I'm just happy he's on our team now.